Blog Talk Radio.
The views and opinions expressed on the following program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily those of this broadcast facility, its management, staff, nor its sponsors. Live from Chicago, the crossroads of America, Papa Say. Papa Say is a highly acclaimed Hoodoo practitioner and fourth generation seer with over 50 years experience in the spiritual path. Boasting a worldwide clientele from various age, education, economic and ethnic groups, Papa Say shares a vast wealth of knowledge with those who have both the desire to learn and will to do what it takes to control the many problems in life. Celebrities and regular persons alike use these same things offered in these broadcasts and now experience true happiness and peace of mind that comes when your problems are finally solved. Papa Say uses the secret knowledge taught to him by his parents and ancestors, along with practical knowledge from the Igbo in West Africa, the Seminole in the swamps of Florida, and the old Hoodoo root workers of Louisiana. Along with his formal education in theology, anthropology, and parapsychology, brings holistic dimension that touches you, spirit, mind, and body. And now your host, Papa Say.
Adjuret, Azilet, Usia, Blusia, Metcatalan, Bahet Kabel, Eshtami Tukat Ahamizmea, Lotikbi. God bless my father's children, here, there, and everywhere. Bonsoir, and welcome to the only genuine Hoodoo broadcast on the airwaves. This is your host, Monsieur Jean-Léon Devereaux, affectionately known by many as Papa Say, your Hoodoo print daddy, promising to tell you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me God. Let me say that I love you, and you, and even you. And it makes no difference what you think of me, but it does make a difference what I think of you. I cannot allow hatred, jealousy, prejudice, religion, or greed to be a part of me, for I know, and I want you to know, that the real Hoodoo brings light, love, and life to the world. God bless you. God keep you. May he ever shine his face upon you and bring you peace. May he bless your going out and your coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Oh, God bless you. Well, today we have spirit messages. Yes, we have spirit messages. And well, we might have something on the conclusion, but I don't know. Don't take me at that. First of all, if you want a spirit message, you can get one. You sure can. But you got to call in to this number first. The number is 646-716-9149. 646-716-9149. Now, once again, that number is 646-716-9149. Now, you got that? Okay. Now, if you want to talk to me, well, privately, you don't want your conversation to be heard, you don't want others to know what's going on with you, well, listen to this.
When you're in need, be sure to use Papa Say. Papa Say is a fourth-generation seer and an all-around hoodoo root doctor. Papa Say is that surefire person for getting whatever done to make your situation better. Papa Say can help you with everything from success in love to a continuous flow of money. Papa Say can remove that evil eye that's destroying your life and your future. Papa Say helps women get and keep their man and kids off the street, off of drugs, and out of jail. Papa Say doesn't use a tarot or a crystal ball. He uses an ordinary deck of playing cards, a time-honored method used by all real hoodoos. Papa Say can look through muddy water and spot dry land. He's not an ordinary reader or psychic. He's your holy spiritual advisor. You need him? Call him at 1-800-ASK-KEEN. That's 1-800-ASK-KEEN. And ask for extension 055-9865. That's 055-9865. 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. Remember, there's only one real hoodoo and only one Papa Say.
Don't miss Papa Say's quick instant blessing for this week. This will get you motivated for all that you are supposed to be and have what you are supposed to have instantly. The quick instant blessing is the surefire way to get out of debt, pay all bills, and to be free this month, guaranteed. So don't miss the quick instant blessing Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time. That's this Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time. Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time. The quick instant blessing. Be there.
Okay. Now, there are people here who want spirit messages. And we are going to give them to them. Aren't we? Yeah, of course we are. Now, y'all know the thing. Y'all know the thing. Just listen in to it. Okay? All right. Area code 229. This is Papa Say. Hello?
Hi, Papa Say. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I am good.
Okay.
I have a question.
Uh-huh.
I've been having some dreams. Well, I had a dream recently, and I was trying to see actually what the spirit is trying to tell me or warn me about.
All right. Tell it to us. What's the dream you had?
Well, I actually had a dream that someone came to me and told me that someone was, like, working
uh-huh.
against me, trying to break up my family and stuff.
Uh-huh. And what else?
That was basically it. It was just telling someone working against me and my family.
Well, when you hear something like that, first of all, it could be an evil spirit, which is a spirit that is just trying to tempt you to be upset. Then again, it could be true. It could be true. But now, I'm going to tell you now, if it is true, you will know it. And the fact you are calling me is that you're not sure. It could be that way, it could not be. You have to know for sure. Now, I tell you what you do. Take you some clothes to bed tonight. Whole clothes, about three or four. But three is more preferable. Three whole clothes to bed with you. And ask the spirit to reveal to you the truth of this dream. Is this dream true or is it false? And if it is true, who it is? Who is it talking about? Who's it talking about? Now, the spirit will let you know. Now, you take those clothes and put them under your pillow. You put them under your pillow before you go to sleep. And you sleep on them, okay?
Okay.
And then you just ask, you just ask the Lord, who is this? Is this true? And who it is, if it is. And the spirit will reveal it to you. He will reveal it. In fact, he will tell you what to do to stop him.
Okay.
He will. It'll tell you what to do to stop it. And then you just, all you have to do is just do what he says. That's all. Just do what he says. Okay? Now, is there anything else?
Okay, when you say foreclose,
three is better. Three of them. Three of them.
Okay. Let me ask you a question. What are clothes?
No more than four.
Okay.
No more than four. Three is preferable.
Okay. When you saying clothes, is it like the I can't think at the moment. It's the herb.
Put on a ham. You know them things that they stick in the ham? Those is clothes.
Okay.
Those are clothes. Whole clothes. Three of them.
Okay.
Okay. Is there anything else?
One more thing. Do you see me moving anytime soon? I want to, but I have not had any.
You got to move.
I know. I got to.
Okay. Then take a piece of paper and write down on it where you think you want to go.
Okay.
And take a piece of paper and fold it up four times. Four times towards you.
Okay.
Hold up four times towards you. And then take that piece of paper and you can put it in your pocket and after a week, burn it. After a week, burn it.
So I keep it, I wear it every day with me or just
one
day?
That's right. Wear it every day with you. Every day for 1 week. And then after that, take it out and burn it. Take it out and burn it. Then you will have the place to go. You have a place to go, and it'll be a firm place. It'll be a lovely place. You'll like it.
I'm hoping and praying because I want to move. I actually, like you said, I need to move.
Okay. Well, you do that, and I tell you, you will move.
Okay.
You will move. Will move swiftly.
Okay.
Okay. Well, God bless you.
Thank you so much, Papa Say.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, now you see that. Somebody is moving swiftly now. Well, I thought we had another person. Well, we must not. Oh, yes, we do. We got another person. Area code 704, this is Papa Say. Hello.
Hey, Papa Say. This is Raymond.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yes. I'd like to get a spirit message, and I'd like to know what's going on with my love life.
With your love life? Oh, boy. Okay. First card is the Five of Spades. The second card is the Deuce of Spades. The third card is the Ace of Clubs. Well, that Ace of Clubs means a decision to go this way or another way. Now, the Five of Spades, which is the first card, is the coffin. Now, it doesn't mean death. It doesn't mean you're dying. It doesn't mean nobody's gonna die. What it does mean is that something which is dead ought to be buried. You ought to bury it. You ought to get rid of it. Because that thing is just staying there. It's just staying there. It's just burning on your consciousness. And it ain't going to do nothing good. Just go ahead and get rid of it. Now, the Deuce of Spades, which is on the other end, is the Star. And it assures success in all enterprises. So you will have success in all enterprises. You will make proper decisions. In fact, when I put these two together, this is what I see. You will have success in all enterprises. You will make decisions which will keep you, which will be basic to you, which will be very, very successful to you. Because that coffin is just going to get rid of stuff. That's all. You just got to get rid of it. Now, that four square, that cross corner, crossroads, you know, four square, it has the sun in it. You have the sun following you. And so that crossroads is a good notion for you. It means good things will happen. Not bad things, but good things. Now, I tell you which numbers to use. Use 6, 4, and 7. 6, 4, and 7. And if you just 10 to that, just 10 to that, and remember, you got good stuff coming. You got success. That is all. You know, ain't nothing wrong you got to worry about. There's nothing wrong that you have to worry about. Now, as far as your love life is concerned, your love life is the same. Now, your love life says, well, he better hold off on that. You better hold off on that for about 2 months or so. Hold off on that. Because this person you were in love with, well, I'm just going to tell you, wasn't in love with you. They weren't in love with you. That's all. And that is good. That's good because it's better to have loved and lost than not to have loved at all. It is better to have loved and lost than not to have loved at all. So, but this is the way your cards are falling now. Now, the numbers are 6, 4, and 7. 6, 4, and 7. Now, is there anything else?
No, that's it. But after 2 months, I'm probably going to call back because I'm a little lonesome right now. You know, I'll just... hoping that I had somebody, you know, coming into my life soon.
Okay. Well, right. You can worry about that, but you can call back. It's all right. Call back whenever you feel like it, okay?
Okay, because I know love is money and money is love. All right.
You said it. That's
God
right.
Bless you.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, it's a lot he understood. Here's 313. 313, this is Papa Say. You're on the air.
Hi, Papa. How are you doing today?
All right. Well, I'm fine. How are you?
I am well. I don't have, don't want a reading. I just have a question about the teaching yesterday.
Uh-huh.
I was wondering, since we're on tip, you were given the time zones of the various angels.
Uh-huh.
Because your 1 o'clock is not the same as my 1 o'clock. So how would I know that, you know?
It's 1 o'clock wherever you are. It's 1 o'clock wherever, that's all. Wherever you are at, then it's 1 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 3 o'clock, and 10 o'clock, wherever you live. Wherever you are.
Okay.
That's
okay,
it.
I was wondering.
Okay. Anything else?
I have another question. Did you, I know when you get a chance. Did you take a peek at that email I sent?
I didn't get it yet. But what I'll do is I'll look again. I'll look for it because if I didn't receive it, well, it's so much email going on now. It is so much. I'll just look for it, and it's probably there. Okay. And
okay.
I'll let you know.
Thank you.
Well, yeah, I will.
Let me know. Okay.
Yeah. And if I need to, I'll call you, okay?
Okay, Papa, that's fine.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, yes, sir. Yeah, Lord. Well, what time is it? 7:20. 7:20. I would normally play a record, but I ain't got no record to play, so I can't play none, can I? Well, I'm going to go into Angel Jobs this time. Angel Jobs. Now, yesterday, we talked about the Nectar of Levania, L-E-V-A-N-A-H, which is the moon. And we talked about the Nectar of Shemesh, S-H-E-M-E-S-H. And I talked about, or maybe I didn't, well, yeah, I think I did. I think I talked about how these two differ from each other. This is both the Nectar of Levania and the Nectar of Levania is part of a ritual to Gabriel, and it gives great power for the new and full moons. Now it calls for the Nectar of Levania, L-E-V-A-N-A-H. Now if the person was a Jew, he know right off, that Levania means moon in Hebrew, the moon in Hebrew. And the nectar, listen, is prepared by mixing light cream, white wine, sugar, with an egg white beaten until it thickens. Now, you place it in a silver goblet. Well, silver or blue, but in a goblet with a moonstone placed inside. Now, what is a moonstone? A moonstone is a semi-precious gem. Where do you get them in a moonstone? Wherever you can find one. Any place that sells crystals will sell a moonstone. Now, you don't have to get a great big one. Now, come on now. Some people say, well, I'm going to get this great big moonstone. You don't need that. You need one about, you know, just about the size of your thumbnail or something. You need a small one. You need something that ain't going to cost no more than $3 or $4. Now, once you place it in it, and you got the nectar on it, then a silver candle, a silver now, is lit in front of the goblet. A silver candle. Now, where can you get silver candles from? You can get a silver candle. Really, you can get it from me. You can get one from me. Those are sort of the candles that are left from Hanukkah. You can get a silver candle from us. All right? And the Archangel Gabriel is invoked to bless the nectar and grant you the power of the moon. Now, the candle, you allow the candle to burn for an hour and then put it out in the mixture and then drink in the name of Gabriel. Okay? Put it out in the mixture and it's then drunk in the name of Gabriel. Now, the ritual is conducted on the new moon and the full moon. The same candle and moonstone I use in repeating the ritual. Now, the second one is done for Shamash, which is the sun. This ritual gathers the powers of the sun, and it invokes the Archangel Michael. Now, and it uses the nectar of Shemesh, which is the Hebrew name for the sun. Now, the nectar is prepared by placing a lightly beaten egg yolk, light cream, sugar, and red wine. Not white, red wine. And you place it in a golden goblet with a sunstone or citrine. C-I-T-R-I-N-E. Now that's the same thing. It's a stone. It's just big enough to go in the palm of your hand. A little stone. You don't need no great big one. You just need a little one. So you can put it in the cup. Now that's a sunstone or a citrine. Now you light a golden candle in front of the goblet. A golden candle. Now with that, I mean a golden one. I ain't talking about nothing yellow gold. I mean a golden one. And you ask the Archangel Michael to bless the nectar and grant the petition the powers of the sun. The candle is allowed to burn for 1 hour, and then it is put out in the mixture. You hear? Now you let it burn for 1 hour. I'm trying to take my time. You allow it to burn for 1 hour, as you did the silver candle. Now you let the gold one burn for 1 hour, and put it out in the mixture, and you drink it in the name of Michael. Now this ritual is conducted once a month, on the day when the sun enters a new sign. Now, the candle and the stone can be reused and, you know, off and on, because you'll need it again the next time you use it. All right? Every human interest or every human quality is ruled by a special angel. I'll say it again. Every human interest or quality is ruled by a special angel. Now, I'm going to give you the name of some of these angels. For abundance, Sophiel, S-O-P-H-I-E-L, Ilaniel, I-L-A-N-I-E-L, Barbello, B-A-R-B-E-L. Cello. Communications. Ambriel. Ambriel. Sabatiel. Sabatiel. Y'all got it? Now, Faith. Mebahia. M-E-B-A-H-I-A. Mebahia. And Israel. I-S-R-E-A-L. For happiness, it's Raphael, R-A-P-H-A-E-L. And Satiel, S-A-C-H-I-A-L. Or Satiel. That's better, Satiel. Might as well pronounce it right. Now, for healing and good health, use Raphael, same guy, same one as the happiness, Raphael, R-A-P-H-A-E-L, and Sabriel, S-A-B-R-A-E-L. For hope, use Derdata, D-E. R-D-E-K-A, Derdata. And one that's called drop, D-R-O-P. Now, for knowledge, use Raphael again, R-A-P-H-A-E-L. And Tarfiel, T-A-R-F-I-E-L. Now, for love. For love, y'all, both are like that. Love. Gabriel, G-A-B-R-I-E-L. And Hanael, H-A-N-A-E-L. Now, for mercy, use Gabriel again, G-A-B-R-I-E-L. Zadkiel, Z-A-D-K-I-E-L. And Tadhiel, T-H-A-D-H-I-E-L. or miracles. Miracles, that's something we all have to use. The first one is Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L. And the second one is Raphael, R-A-P-H-A-E-L. Now, the next one for optimism, Natiel, N-A-C-H-I-E-L. And Virchiel, V-E-R-C-H-I-E-L. For patience, use Anachiel, A-N-A-C-H-I-E-L, Anachiel. And Orifial, O-R-I-P-H-I-A-L. Orifial. Now, for prosperity. Prosperity. Three of them. Hodiel, H-O-D-I-E-L. Kabniel, K-A-B-N-I-E-L, and Zadkiel, Z-A-D-K-I-E-L. For protection, use two. Abrid, A-B-R-I-D. And Hanael, H-A-N-A-E-L. Now you see I'm putting all those things in alphabetical order, A, B, C, D, E, F, G. All right. Now, for serenity, use Metatron. M-E-T-A-T-R-O-N. And Uretrial, U-R-E-T-I-L. For power, use Kamaliel, K-A-M-A-E-L. Kamael. And Jeburael, G-E-B-U-R-A-E-L. Now, for wisdom, use Nathaniel. Nathaniel, well, I'm trying to. use Nathaniel. N-A-T-H-A-N-A-E-L. Nathaniel. And Seruf. S-E-R-U-P-H. And for wisdom, use Dina. D-I-N-A. Yophiel, J-O-P-H-I-E-L. Now, some of you might say Jophiel, okay? But, okay, Jophiel. And the third one is Yephiya. Yephiya. Y-E. F E F I A. Now, to petition one of these angels and ask for their divine gifts, the wish must be written using the letters of the angelic alphabet on a piece of unlined white paper. The paper is burned over burning charcoal with a mixture of myrrh and frankincense, 50-50, half myrrh, half frankincense. If the paper burns in its entirety, the whole paper is burnt up, that's what it means, the angel has granted the request. This must be done facing the east, when the moon is waxing. Must be done facing the east when the moon is waxing. Now you got it? All right. Now, there are Olympian spirits, which the, what's the name of the book? The Arbitel of Magic. And the Olympian spirits, this is a way of saying it. This is a way of saying it. Now, the Olympian spirits alternate their rulership of the heavens. Each rules for 490 years. The current ruler is Ophiel, who started his rulership in 1900 and will continue to rule until the year 2390. Now, Ophiel is the spirit of Mercury, and the years of his rule should be marked by the intellect and many important discoveries. Okay? Now, the name of this book, the book is the Arbitel of Magic. Now, it appeared in Switzerland about, 1575. Now, it was originally written in Latin and was translated by Robert Turner in 1655. The original author is unknown. Each Olympian spirit is said to have legions of spirits at his or her command, although the Arbitel has many inscriptions in Hebrew, its emphasis is decidedly Christian. Now, the work was to be composed of 8 volumes, but only one of these has survived, and it's not known if the others were ever written. Okay? According to the Arbitel, Olympian spirits have specific powers connected with the planets they rule. Now, I'll give you a name. Fool, P-H-U-L. The Olympian spirit of the moon is said to give familiars or helping spirits that belong to the water element. He is said to help human beings extend their lives for 300 years. Now, Ophiel, who's the spirit of Mercury, is said to give familiars of the element of air. He teaches all the arts and converts quicksilver into the philosopher's stone. Haggith, H-A-G-G-I-T-H. Now, it's the spirit of Venus, who gives familiars of the earth element. She also makes people fair and beautiful and turns copper into gold and gold into copper. Och, O-C-H. The spirit of the sun gives familiars of the fire element. He is said to give 600 years of perfect health, bestow wisdom, teach medicine, and bring things into gold. Now, Phaleg, P-H-A-L-E-G, the spirit of Mars, gives familiars of the fire element. He is known as the Prince of Peace. He is said to give honors in affairs of war. Bethor, B-E-T-H-O-R, the spirit of Jupiter, gives familiars of the firmament. He can bestow fame upon an individual, help in finding treasure, and work with the spirits of the air element, which can materialize precious stone and heal illnesses. And last of all, Aratron, A-R-A-T-O-N, the spirit of Saturn, gives powerful familiars. He is said to turn things into stone and treasures into coal and coal into treasures. He also teaches alchemy, magic, grants invisibility, prolongs life, and makes the barren fruitful. Now, the Arpatel of magic is undoubtedly extravagant in the powers and it ascribes to these spirits, but you must remember that this grimoire was written in the 16th century, when belief in supernatural occurrences was very common. An example of such beliefs is the story of Nicholas Flamel, who lived between the 14th and 15th centuries. Flamel was a famed alchemist who is said to have made the Philosopher's Stone, which turns lead into gold. Flamel is also believed to have created the Elixir of Life, through which he and his wife, Pernelli, achieve immortality. The source of Flamel's knowledge was a book he purchased from a mysterious stranger, and which was later identified as the original Book of Abramelin the Mage. Flamel and his wife allegedly decoded enough of the book to replicate its recipe of the Philosopher's Stone, producing first silver in 1382 and then gold. Whether this claim is true or not, the fact that Flamel and Pernelli were noted for their immense wealth and philanthropy later in life lends some credence to the story. Flamo is said to have died in 1418, but many believe his death was staged and that he is still alive. He is still alive. Now, I'm telling you that so that you will understand. You understand that these different magical things take place, and these things are known by some big people. Okay? Now, I would ask you if there are any questions, but if there are, I ain't taking them. I'm not taking them. Okay? Okay. So, here is a message.
When you're in need, be sure to use Papa Say. Papa Say is a fourth-generation seer and an all-around hoodoo root doctor. Papa Say is that surefire person for getting whatever done to make your situation better. Papa Say can help you with everything from success in love to a continuous flow of money. Papa Say can remove that evil eye that's destroying your life and your future. Papa Say helps women get and keep their man and kids off the street, off of drugs, and out of jail. Papa Say doesn't use a tarot or a crystal ball. He uses an ordinary deck of playing cards, a time-honored method used by all real hoodoos. Papa Say can look through muddy water and spot dry land. He's not an ordinary reader or psychic. He's your holy spiritual advisor. You need him? Call him at 1-800-ASK-KEEN. That's 1-800-ASK-KEEN. And ask for extension 055-9865. That's 055-9865. 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. Remember, there's only one real hoodoo and only one Papa Say.
Don't miss Papa Say's quick instant blessing for this week. This will get you motivated for all that you are supposed to be and have what you are supposed to have instantly. The quick instant blessing is the surefire way to get out of debt, pay all bills, and to be free this month, guaranteed. So don't miss the quick instant blessing Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time. That's this Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time. Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time. The quick instant blessing. Be there.
All right, now, you have all received knowledge about the angels. You have all received it. You've all seen it. Now, you can take it and do with it. Do what you want with it. Do what you want. But those two nectars you should use. If you use those at the time when it's supposed to be done, you will have great power. Now, you want to know hoodoo? All right, I talked to you. All right, I taught you some hoodoo. I taught you some. Now, don't ever go around telling nobody you didn't learn them. Yeah, you learned it. You learned it because you got it. You've got it. You've got it. Now, thank you for being here, all of you. You've been so kind today. You've been so kind. You've been here just to hear an old man whittle his stuff, you know, and talk his mess. That's all. But all in all, the Lord will bless you real good, and I hold to you. Well, first of all, be here tomorrow at 7 p.m. Be here tomorrow at 7 p.m. And there is only one real hoodoo and only one Papa Say. So, until tomorrow, God bless you and God keep you. Goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on the preceding program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily those of this broadcast facility, its management, staff, nor its sponsors. Thanks to everyone in our entire audience for listening to this broadcast of Papa Say here on Blog Talk Radio. Your host for this broadcast was Papa Say. Chatroom supervision provided by BT Destiny. The executive producer was George Carr. The broadcast director was James Best. On-air announcers were Myron Bast and Dorothy Knight. On-air announcer for Spanish was Diego Montoya. On-air announcer for French was Michelle LeBlanc. Telephone screening provided by Nicole Lofton. Music recording and engineering provided by JT's Cop Database Engineering. The music heard on this program is under license by ASCAP and BMI. On-air engineering and recording for post-program archive provided by Blog Talk Radio, a corporation licensed by the State of New York with corporate offices in New Jersey. A recording of this and other broadcasts can be downloaded at www.blogtalkradio.com/papasay. This program has been brought to you by Big Gator Productions, which is solely responsible for its content. Remember to tune in next week at the same time for Papa Say here on Blog Talk Radio.